Ivy Ode. The annual Yale commencement is always held on the last Monday of May, which is the Memorial Day. It usually lasts for 3 days from the preceding Saturday to Monday. All degree candidates, undergraduates, as well as candidates from the graduate school and the university's professional schools, participate in the ceremony. The ceremony takes place outdoors, rain or shine, on Yale's historic old campus, in order to accommodate the more than 10,000 friends and family members who wish to attend. Class Day, which also takes place on old campus on the second day of the commencement. It includes the awarding of academic, artistic, and athletic prizes, the celebration of Yale College traditions, and an address by a notable speaker. Class Day lasts approximately 2 hours. Class Day traditions include a student reflection, a poem, a class history, the planting of the ivy, and the dedication of class stone. The occasion has both a serious and celebratory air. Members of the class come together at the end of their college experience to listen to a distinguished speaker charge them for the future, celebrate classmates' distinction, and share memories. The event concludes with the alma mater, Bright College Years, and the waving of white handkerchiefs for the final line of the song. One class day tradition is the reading of an original poem describing the connection between the growth of the ivy vine and the flourishing of the graduating class. The poem is called Ivy Ode and composed by a selected graduate. Traditionally, the Ivy Ode had been read in both Latin and English for hundreds of years. As part of a more modern ritual, the Ivy Ode may be translated into a foreign language rather than Latin. For instance, the 2005 Ivy Ode was recited in Spanish, and the 2006 poem in ancient Irish. The most exciting thing is that the school authority decided the 2007 Ivy Ode to be read in Chinese rather than English. It was so great a surprise that 6 of the YC07 Chinese students volunteered to translate the original English poem into Chinese, which was polished by Taisu Zhang, a 2005 Yale alumni of Timothy Dwight College. It was the first time for an Ivy Ode to be read in Chinese, and the poem was so beautifully translated that it has moved away many Chinese students, motivating them to apply to Yale. The gate swings open and minutes pass. Someone cracks a joke. The last. Heard as a student. 4 years ago that the stage was far. Now could we get there from where we are? Well, who wouldn't? The stories of our hands explain. A common bond that must remain. Though we are now gone, we are the grass, we are the rooms, the silent marching that resumes its slow, proud song. The tradition of planting the ivy began in 1852, when the first ivy vine was planted near the wall of what is now Dwight Memorial Chapel.